Hello everyone, it's Auntie Frida here with Godly Parenting Podcast. Oh, how I missed you. Happy New Year. 2024 is here. We are so grateful to God for His goodness and His mercy. We are so thankful for such an awesome year we are going to have. We thank God so much for all that He has done for us. As we begin 2024, we are hopeful that great things are coming our way. God will help us as parents, as mothers, that we'll be able to parent our children in a godly and loving way. So I welcome you again to Godly Parenting Podcast 2024. This is our first episode. So today we are going to talk about our goals and our plan for this year. So this year, I would encourage each and every one of us to have prayer as one of our routines that we will be doing with our children, and also to ask God for the grace to be able to be consistent, to be able to love our kids, to be able to discipline with love, to be able to spend more time with our children, to be able to nurture them in a loving and a God-fearing manner, where we ask for God's grace to be able to train our children in the way they should go, to be able to dwell in the Word of God with them, to be able to be consistent. Consistency is what we are going to work on in this January. So this year we are going to do month to month words that would like, let's say, affirmation words, or a word that we are going to really dwell on every month. So this month, our word for the month is consistency. How will we be consistent in everything that we do? So today being our first episode in January 2024, we're going to talk about prayer. So how do we add prayer to our parenting lifestyle? So at Mothers, we all go through seasons and moments where we get frustrated, we get sad, we feel bad for the moments that we have screamed, we have yelled, we've said things that we are not supposed to say as mothers to our children, because of the frustration and the kind of stress and pressure that we go through as adults, as mothers, as wives, as students. So most of us mothers have like three umbrellas on our head. We are mothers, we are wives, we are women in ministry, we are students, we work, we are stay-home moms, we have businesses that we are running. Some of us are single, that we have to do two jobs to earn an income to be able to support our children and our families. So it takes a lot. It takes a lot that goes on in our lives that make it, I would say, really hard. And we end up taking our stress on our poor children that have no idea what is going on. Even if they do, it's not their fault. But life's frustration and stress make us kind of take our vent on our children, which I pray that as we've started 2024, God will give us the grace to be able to lessen or try and not take our frustration on our children. The less we focus on the things that trigger us to get frustrated or scream or yell at the children, the better we would be able to control our anger or stress that we take to the children. So we are going to really spend more time in prayer. And I, over the years, I've learned one thing about prayer. I want us to just refresh our mind a little bit on that. So it's called the ACTS way to pray. That's the ACTS way to pray. So A is for adoration. So this tell God how wonderful he is and worshiping him. C is for confession, which means we admit our sins and we ask for forgiveness. Thanksgiving is tell how God has been good to us. We're telling God that we are grateful for all that he has done in our lives. We're telling him how thankful we are. And then the S stands for supplication. So supplication is making requests to God for ourselves and for others. So we as mothers, our supplication would be asking God to help us to be able to nurture the kids or the children that he, God, has given us. My dear sisters, it's not an easy job to be a mother. But God has given us the grace that we'll be able to do this. So our psalm for this month will be Psalm 121. So I'm going to read Psalm 121. I'm reading from the King James Version. Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? Verse 2. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. 3. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. 4. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. 5. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. 6. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. 8. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. So, my dear sisters, this psalm is a psalm of encouragement to us as mothers, that in this month of January, our prayer is we're going to be consistent. Psalm 121 is that we will lift up our eyes unto the hills. Where does our help come from? Our help comes from God. He is the only one that can help us in our motherhood journey. So this month, we pray that God will help us to be consistent. How consistent can we be? We cannot do it without the grace of God. In our routines with our children, we pray for consistency. In our routines with our husbands, we pray for consistency. in our routines with our ministry, we pray for consistency. In our routines with our academics, our job places, we pray for consistency. As we plan for 2024 with all our New Year resolutions, I pray that we as mothers will be consistent with all our New Year resolutions. Whatever we were not able to accomplish in 2023, the year it's gone. Let's look forward. 2024, it's a good year. So whatever our resolutions are, my little pep talk is keep it simple and not a long list. Compile the list to family, academics, children, health, finances. So when you break it all down, you would put all the resolutions in those little bulletins. It would make it simple and easier. And then we go back to consistency, being consistent with all the plans and the resolutions that we have for 2024. So 2024 January, our word is consistency and prayer. Praying for grace to be consistent. Even the resolutions that our children have, we would help them to accomplish their resolutions and pray with them as we go through our resolutions for the year. So this January, our word is consistency and prayer for God's grace to help us to be consistent. So let's walk with Psalm 121 for the month of January. And I pray that God will help you and I to be able to continually follow our routines that we have for ourselves and for our children. And let's always remember that as mothers, we need to take a moment for ourselves. When we finish with everything that we have to do with the kids, let's not forget us. We need that few quiet moments to sit down and reflect on our day. Drink a cup of tea, drink a cup of coffee. Take a moment of relaxation and read. Spend time with the Word of God. Read some good books. Light some candle and smell some nice scents that calms you down. The more we take care of ourselves, we'll be able to take care of our children the better. And always remember, we can do this motherhood business because God got our back. The Bible says that never will He leave us nor forsake us. He will always be there. All we have to do is ask. Because the Bible tells us that until now, we have not asked for anything. So this January, you and I are going to ask God to give us the spirit of consistency. We need His grace to be able to stay consistent in everything that we do. Let's enter into a time of prayer. Heavenly Father, we want to thank You so much for today. We thank You for all the blessings that You have bestowed upon our life. We thank You for the life of our family, our friends, our loved ones, and our children. We pray that in this month of January, help us to be consistent. We are praying that Psalm 121 would continually be our guide. That whenever, wherever, we would always look up and call on to You. The Bible says that You are the author and finisher of our faith. So we ask You, O God, that give us the help that we need. Help us in times of worry, in times of doubt and despair, in times of frustration. Be thou near, O God, and help us in our motherhood journey. We thank you. In your name we pray. Amen. Once again, thank you for listening. This is Godly Parenting Podcast with Auntie Frida. And always remember, we can do this motherhood business because God got our back. Until next time, hope to hear from you. Have a blessed week. Bye. You are loved.